The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. What's going down? I hope all's well wherever you are. Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available as always on iTunes and at nfl.com/Sheck.
S-H-E-K, Sheck.
All right. Couple things just in front of Week 10 NFL preseason. It's regular season, right, Black Tie? Is it, it's a regular season now?
It is a regular season.
Okay, I got confused. I know. My head's all over the place, you see. We did something special. It's our second straight now. If you saw it last week at NFL.com, we did something called the Weekend Guide, NFL.com. Weekend Guide. We did it. We helped get you ready, you see, for the football action that awaits this coming weekend. So we did our second installment of that. Regulars like Adam Rank are in on it, Dan Hanzus from around the league, and Akbar Bajabiamila, three of our favorite fellas. So make sure you look for that at NFL.com, or you can hear the audio of it now. Hopefully it'll whet the appetite enough so that you go over and take a look at the video, because it's something new we're doing, and it's long form. Usually the videos we put up are more in the range of 3 to 5 minutes. This is more like 20 to 30 minutes. It's like a real TV show, after all. And so as we're breaking some eggs, as we make our omelet, drop us a line there in the comment section. Let us know what you think. We'd be much obliged so that we can get
comment section. You mean hashtag DDFP?
Oh, you want it on Twitter, Black?
Let's do it. It's a lot easier for the people.
Okay.
I'm all about the people.
Yeah,
hashtag
but then
DDFP.
But it's also, well, okay, either way. That's
watch
fine.
It at NFL.com, and you can tweet. We have a link there. You can tweet stuff out there.
Oh, perfect. Okay, follow Black Tie's rule. So wait, so you want the hashtag DDFP.
Hashtag DDFP. Let us know your thoughts video and about the segment. And
the Weekend Guide. We cover everything. Best games, upset picks, so on and so forth. Make sure you check that out very quickly, because people have asked me for them. Black Tie doesn't like me to do these picks, but I'm blowing through them real quick. Here you go. You don't even have to play the music, Black Tie, because I'll tell you what the results are going to be. Seattle beats Atlanta. Baltimore beats Cincy. Keeps themselves alive in the AFC North. The Lions are going to win at Chicago. The Eagles are going to win at the Packers. The Colts will beat the Rams. The Giants will beat the Raiders in the stinker of the week. Another stinker. Buffalo will not win in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a little dignity left. Tennessee beats the Jags. San Francisco beats the Panthers. Arizona will beat Houston. Broncos will beat the Bolts. The Saints will win on Sunday night against the Cowboys. And Tampa Bay will get their first victory of the season. Don't know if you've heard out there, but Miami's going through a bit of tumult right now, I think is what you call it. All right, so before we turn it over and let you take a listen to our weekend guide there, and again, like I say, hopefully you'll get a chance to take a look at the video that goes along with it, let's turn it over now to Adam Rank. He did another one of his one-on-one interviews. We call them Adam Rank Gridiron Podcast for Kids interview, so it's sort of a show within a show. He had a very special guest with him earlier today, tight end of the Cleveland Browns. He's having a great season, and the Browns are having a surprisingly strong season. It's Jordan Cameron. Rank, you know what? I'm going to hear it with you, good people. Rank, though, did tell me he was very pleased with it, so I'm anxious to hear it. Let's take a listen to it now. Adam Rank and his special guest on the Adam Rank Gridiron Podcast for Kids, I think he calls it, tight end Jordan Cameron.
Joining the show right now, I am happy to welcome Mr. Jordan Cameron of the Cleveland Browns. Jordan, what's happening?
Just hanging out. Thanks for having me.
First question, what do you think of my mug? I got a Green Lantern coffee mug. Solid choice, yes or no?
Great choice. I really like it.
Now, if you had a superhero coffee mug, I'm embarrassed that our producer did not provide one for you. I said specifically... it's in his rider. It's one of those things, superhero coffee mug. If you had to pick one person, though, one superhero, who would be on your coffee mug?
I like Spider-Man. I really do. I think he'd be cool because he's kind of like a nerdier guy, and I feel like I can relate to that. I think I could be I'd be a good Spider-Man.
You do? You think you're a nerdy guy?
I see myself as that. I feel like a guy more quiet, you know, more reserved, and then I got this special bag of tricks with these webs that, you know, I think would be kind of sweet.
I like it. I think we see a future nickname coming up. I'm sure there's been a Spider-Man once or twice, but Peter Parker, a little bit.
I'm feeling it. I like that.
I like it. He's the only Marvel character that I like.
Okay, good. I'm glad I said that then.
No. It was a great choice. I had a pair of cufflinks on that were... They were Venom. They weren't Spider-Man. They're Venom because they're black, but most people just identify them as Spider-Man. And so I, of course, being the comic book geek, is I live to correct people when they're like, oh, Spider-Man. You're like, no.
Actually,
it's Venom. The boss's son was walking through here the other day, and I go, hey, check out my cufflinks. He goes, Spider-Man. I go, you're right, scamp. Spider-Man.
If it was anyone else, you would have corrected.
Anybody else, I am happy to – and it's – What did you think of the Spider-Man movies? So let's cut to the chase. I heard you're a big movie guy. What did you think of the Spider-Man movies?
I like the one with Tobey Maguire.
You like that one better than the current one?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I like the whole him in high school. I mean, the way it was put together, I think it was better than the latest one that came out.
See, the latest one, that Spider-Man was a little too smart-alecky for me.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was, the actor himself. You know, I think Toby did a good job in that one. I liked it. I liked the whole, he was in that cage match that one time with the bone saw guy. It was kind of, you know, it was good. It was good stuff.
That would be, what would you do? If you had the superpower, everybody always says, you know, they put the question out there. If you could have one super ability, what do you think you would want to have?
To fly. Yeah. That'd be pretty awesome.
I get it. It would be awesome. But don't you think at some point it would be a burden?
In what way?
Like, do you know anybody who has a truck?
What do you mean?
You would have to, like, everybody would ask you to do errands.
Bring this to me.
What are you doing this weekend, Jordan?
You can't tell people that you can fly. You put a mask on and fly, be very under the radar.
So you got to be under the radar.
Yeah, got to.
Okay. Because then if you wanted to go someplace, you're like, yeah, I'll meet you guys there. You guys take your own car.
Exactly.
And you do that. Okay, so I just think it would be a burden, though, because everybody would want you to move. And now when you fly, it's great, but does it mean you're also impervious to cold?
I've never given it this much thought.
Let's dig into this. I want to think about this a little bit more.
I would think the way it's flying, hopefully I can fly fast so I can get, like, from Cleveland to L.A. faster, see family, go to the beach when it's a little colder, I can get some warmth. Hopefully the speed would be the question. How fast could you fly?
Yeah, is it like helicopter speed? Is it 747 speed? Do you have to wear a wetsuit? What about wind shear?
You probably would have to wear a wetsuit. And you couldn't, I don't know. Those are good questions. They need some
wind
thought.
Shear.
Yeah, you need some of that. And what about other planes running into you? There's a lot of weird stuff I never really thought about.
Yeah, because you don't want to get tangled
okay,
in.
Okay, maybe
like,
not. Okay, I don't want to fly anymore.
So you don't want to fly.
Invisible, I don't know. Something.
Invisible.
Is that okay for you? Is that good?
Well, the thing with invisibility, are your clothes invisible?
Yeah, you can't just be naked out there.
See, that's
just
the thing.
Show
though.
Up, hey, that guy's naked, and just go somewhere else. I guess.
But
you
that's
your clothes or an invisibility cloak, like Harry Potter.
Like a cloak. Okay, so the entire
thing, but that can slip off, and they can see your foot. Maybe that would be bad.
Yeah. Because
you're making this very hard.
Because these are tough things. Because I don't like when people just arbitrarily will say I'd rather fly. There's a lot of consequences.
You don't like me, because I'm like always.
I like you. I'm helping you. So the next time that this question comes up, we're prepared. This is like film study for dorks.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready
like
for
you,
any of this.
You got. I can't help you on the football field. There's nothing I could say to you today that will help you. Win games for the Cleveland Browns.
But you can give me something. Give me an invisibility cloak. I can be somewhere in the field. Put it on somewhere else. They don't know where I am, and I'm good.
Yes, because let's say Jason Campbell walks up one day and he peppers you with this question, then you can put it on him. You're like, I'm sorry, Jason. Wait, am I impervious to cold when I can fly? Am I naked when I'm invisible?
Oh, those are questions I don't want to get involved with him, but we'll see.
Why? Is he not a fun guy?
He's a great guy, but I don't want to talk about being naked with Jason.
That's true. But you do. I mean, you guys, you have a locker room.
That's true.
It's not like
it's true, but you know, that's a whole different story.
Okay. I feel that there's something there, but we can move on. Back to Spider-Man. So, yes, those movies are great. I like
– Great movies.
I kind of like – I'm with you, too, because I like the Tobey Maguire. I felt that he's got the nerdiness. of all those roles exactly. down. Did you watch the Justice League movie?
No.
You haven't seen that one yet. Excuse me, not Justice League. I'm sorry. The Avengers.
I've seen that.
Good movie, right?
Good movie.
Who is your favorite of those guys? Because I like Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark.
I was
going to
say, he does a great job. Actor-wise, Robert Downey Jr. is awesome, but like Thor would be a really cool person to be.
Yeah, Thor's amazing. There's a new one coming. Have you seen the new one yet?
No, I don't understand though how he can get defeated. Every time I watch that stuff, I'm like, how can he lose ever?
Yeah, it's true.
But he loses though. Like how? You know,
I'm with you. It's the way Marvel does their characters, which
doing?
I don't appreciate.
We need to help them out.
Yeah, Thor just seems that it's almost not fun. It's like
exactly.
Who beats
him? He
just
swings that thing around and just destroys everyone, and it comes back to him, and that's that.
Yeah, nobody can pick it up except
Lightning,
for the Hulk.
Bolts and all this. The Hulk, that he couldn't even pick it up.
I thought he could.
Remember in the scene in the
oh,
he
you're
tried
right.
to, and then Thor just picked it up like it was nothing.
You're right. I haven't on the record seen the Avengers movie.
Wow.
Because I don't admit that I've seen it, because I'm such a staunch DC guy. But
gotcha,
you know what?
Gotcha.
I feel that I caught you off guard with the flying or invisibility thing that I'm going to open up to you and share to you that I
Thank
did
you.
See that
Thank
movie.
You very
it's
much.
Good.
We're on the same level now. We're good.
Okay, good. Yeah, see, now I feel like we're friends again, which is
even
good.
Even the playing field. Good
okay,
job.
That's what I do here. Did you see the Green Lantern movie, though?
I did.
Did you like it?
That was It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
It wasn't great. Yeah, I'm with you. It wasn't great. Everybody gives it probably too much grief than they probably should.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, though. Yeah.
But yeah, I, to me, it always comes down to the actor. Where if you have Robert Downey Jr. is playing Hal Jordan, then you're like, this is a better
movie.
He's
going to kill it. Yeah, he's awesome.
Because he'll be good in everything. What about the upcoming Star Wars movies? Are you a Star Wars person at all?
I like him, but I never got into him. That was kind of before my time. I mean, the new ones came out. Those were pretty decent. But I was more of like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter guy. Big fan of Harry Potter.
So you like those? See, I don't get... But I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah, I read all the books, so I have to be. Like,
oh,
you know,
do read the books?
Yeah, all of them. Loved them.
Oh, you do? What other one? Do you do Games of Thrones? What else do you...
Love Game of Thrones. That's like the best TV show out, I think. What else? You know what I did? I read Twilight. I read those books.
You read the Twilight books?
The movies are terrible, but the books are awesome.
Okay.
I know that's putting me on a spot.
Probably, it's not putting you on the spot.
I'm judged right now. I know that.
I'm not judging. I'm walking around with a Green Lantern mug. I cannot judge anybody.
Okay. Thank you. Those books are awesome. I'm telling you right now. Those are like great books, but they don't... The movie, they get all this... It's kind of like a love story and all that. Like, it's all this, I don't know. It's just the books are not like that.
That's the problem with a lot of those things, is that they will even tell you that comic book movies aren't for comic book fans because it's a small subset, and you got to appeal to the mass audience.
Yes.
And Twilight is obviously – how did you get started? What made you decide, like, you know what? I'm going to start reading these Twilight books. I'm not judging you. I'm with you.
You're saying that with a tone.
I'm not. Is there a tone? I'm looking at everybody. Is there a tone? I'm wearing a sherbet-colored shirt. I cannot possibly have a tone.
You're right. So, okay, we're good. We're good. We're on the same field again. Okay, so my sister read it. But you know, I was at USC. I'd be reading those books. My teacher's probably be mad at saying this. But I'd be reading them during class, like, and everyone would be looking at me like, football guy, what is he reading Twilight for? But I was so into, I was just flipping pages, supposed to be thinking about sociology, but Twilight was on the mind.
See, now you're showing off a little bit too much.
I swear,
the football guy
reading
can do
Twilight,
that.
I'm telling you, it was funny. All my teammates were like, what are you doing, man? But
you weren't being quirky just to be quirky. You were legitimately into these
books. No, like, I needed that. I couldn't put the book down. Like, oh, I got to go to practice. I got to read this book. I got to finish it. I got to see what's going on with Edward. You got to see what's happening.
But then at some point,
I'm not even kidding right now.
No. This is I'm into it, but I like that you like the books. So then the movies come out, and you're like, I love these books. I got to go see the movies.
I didn't even watch the movies.
You didn't see them at all.
I heard so many negative things, and then I watched the first one. I'm like, I'm not. This is
it. Killed
this
it for
is
you.
Not what it's about.
And Kristen Stewart's in it, so you don't really.
I like her though.
You do like her.
Everyone doesn't like her. But I like her.
There's something about her.
See, like in the movie Adventureland?
Yes.
I loved her in that movie.
See, oh man, I love that movie so much.
I love that movie.
But she, I don't feel.
she didn't like that movie? She wasn't.
No, I loved it. I loved everything. I loved Bill Hader in that movie.
Oh, so funny.
He plays some of the best best like dumb guy roles, like because he does the cop and Superbad.
Oh, that's yeah, he's hilarious.
But I feel in Adventureland, he took it to another level.
Yeah, he has a lot of funny lines in that movie when he's the corn dogs and all. Yeah, that's he's funny.
Yeah, and he comes up and they're eating the cookies.
Yeah, and he's like, what does he say? You drinking drugs?
You guys
like
drinking drugs here?
You guys drinking drugs? And he gets on the mic and starts doing it. He's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, he's calling the horse race.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, tell him, you got to be a little more into it. Give me the thing. Let me see it. And then he kills it. He does a good job.
Did you like Amanda Pee more than you liked Kristen Stewart?
No. Kristen Stewart, she is like kind of weird and awkward, but I like it. She's, I don't know. She does a good job. Well, everyone loved her. The what's her name? What did you say?
Amanda Pee.
She's dancing all the time, and everyone's obsessed with her. But I still had my eye on Kristen Stewart the whole time.
See, yeah, okay. All right. I didn't like Amanda Pee either. So
yeah,
she was there was something about
her vibe.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, there's young ladies like that sometimes who, you know, probably more popular than she should be.
Yeah, and she was looking for attention, where Kristen Stewart's character just wanted to be under the radar, which I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I liked that the main character, the kid who was in Social Network.
With Jesse Eisenberg? Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot his last
name. I liked that he kind of saw – it was a weird because he goes out with her because he feels like he should go out with her.
Yeah.
But then finally sees through all her BS.
Yeah. But I like at the end how they get back together in New York City.
Yeah.
I like that because she messed up. She knew she messed up. She got away. He found her somehow. Obviously, it's a movie, but it was good.
I think you need a shirt that says games.
Games?
Like when he's wearing the game
oh,
shirt.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They give him the
games,
shirt.
Games, games, yeah. Or whatever. Rides, rides, rides.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
And the whole – because there was a – there Bill Hader's there with another young lady who was from Saturday
SNL,
Night
yeah,
Live.
Yeah.
And they were talking about like, hey, I'm more of an attractions guy. She's like, yeah. No, you look gamey.
You know, well, we already gave you the game shirt, so that's good.
And one of my favorite parts of that whole thing, are you a big music guy at all?
Yeah, I like, yeah, definitely.
Did you know who Lou Reed was? I know this predates you, but like Lou Reed.
Yeah, yeah.
So that they use Lou Reed and his music in that movie a lot. And there's a great scene at the end where he's starting to, where Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eisenberg. Where he calls, Jesse, producer, you can talk. It's fine. Hit your mic. Jesse
yeah,
Eisenberg.
Jesse
Thank
Eisenberg.
You. Okay. Where he calls out Ryan Reynolds' character.
For Satellite of Love.
Satellite of Love. That's
what it was.
Because he was saying shed a light of,
shed
of light something.
Of and he's like, you sure about that? And
he's like, yeah.
No, yeah, you're wrong, actually, buddy. So he was a phony the whole time, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
That was kind of disappointing because he's, I don't know.
He seemed like he should be a good guy.
Exactly. So he kind of threw a little screw in there. He was different.
You're my favorite player now because you know this movie. That's one. That's
that
sincerely
awesome. I'm so happy.
One of my favorite movies.
Oh, I have that in my DVD collection in Cleveland, right under my TV.
Is it a little weird, though, because it's set in Pittsburgh, and you being a Cleveland guy, I feel...
But there's some good, like, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. You seen that movie? That's in Pittsburgh.
Of course.
I like that movie, too. It's kind of like a indie, kind of different movie, but that's a really good one.
Yeah, there's...
Pittsburgh's got it going on.
There was another one. It was... there's another Pittsburgh movie, Secrets of Pittsburgh. Gosh, I can't even remember the name because it's Nick Nolte plays the mob boss of Pittsburgh, and his son gets into a...
Is it the guy that talks like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll get that to you. If I was quick enough to IMDb this while we're talking, I had a partner here and I could camouflage looking it up on the keyboard, but it's okay.
Next time.
Current movies, though, what is the last movie that you've seen?
Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Quick review, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs sideways.
Sideways?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all right.
It was just all right.
They tried to make it to a story or something. It should have just been like the clips, like how they used to do it in the old MTV stuff, you know? There were some funny parts, though. At the end when he's
of course
throwing the money on the kid, that was pretty funny. But there was some, I don't know if you can take family members or kids to that movie with the vending machine.
No. It's not. No. It's not a children's movie at all.
No.
I take my sister, who's very squeamish, and I love just, she's very proper.
Yeah.
And she gets a little uneasy with movies like that. So it's great
imagine,
to take her.
I could imagine. You're just looking at her the whole time laughing. But she, yeah, there were some parts in there that were pretty wild.
It's funny because that it's just a story that, like you said, like I just thought it was going to be a lot of behind the scenes type thing, like, exactly. Hey, we're setting up this scene and I'm going to go and I'm going to, you know, get caught in a vending machine, exactly. or something like that. And they would laugh about it, but yeah. it was two actors, or there a handful of actors, yeah. and then everybody else, and they're not in on the gag, which is kind of weird.
It was different. That little boy did a great job. I was telling him earlier, like, I would be cracking up the whole time watching him and, like, what they were saying and having him do, and he did a good job.
Yeah, he did. He never broke character. He never did anything.
I was surprised. It was good.
I felt bad, though, when the motorcycle gang is there.
Oh, man, yeah.
Like, that was almost uncomfortable, not funny.
Yeah. Well, I was more upset or disturbed by, what about the ladies in the whatever, the packaging store?
Right.
Little boys in,
yes!
a thing. And they're like, do you need a blanket? Like, no, send kids in the mail. Like, what are you doing, woman? Oh, man.
That legitimately made me upset.
Yeah,
and
I was shocked. Like, how can you think that's okay to send away a little boy? Like, and then, I don't know.
They're like, oh. They're just like, oh, it's just overnight. Yeah. And they're like, oh, okay, well, that, okay. And they're going along with this.
Do you need a blanket? Like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, oh, my gosh.
I'll write Fragile on it.
Yeah, that's what she's.
Oh, by the way, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Brad
sorry,
Grandpa.
Guys, this is bad. Sorry.
You know, this is between us. This is our conversation people are intruding on.
That was shocking. I can't believe that. Or when the kid was drinking beer or whatever he was drinking on the road, and like no one really stopped. Yeah,
them.
They looked like, this guy's doing that, but they didn't say, hey, stop, you're going to, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, this isn't the 70s anymore.
I'd like to think that I would be in there saying, hey, you know, come on, no more, you know, but there was none of that going on.
I would, yeah, I feel I would do the same thing. Like, I would probably intervene when I shouldn't be. And
oh, I'd pull a Spider-Man and just get in there and just whip him up real quick.
Look at you bringing it back around. Bringing it back around to Spider-Man. Speaking of which, okay, you're here at NFL Network. You're doing a great job. I'm going to pull the curtain back. You are on our fantasy show. I think you're doing great. You're on NFL AM. Very personable. When the playing days are over, I know this is a long ways away, do you see yourself acting or being on TV or something like that? Because I'm telling you, they're going to be ready for a Spider-Man reboot in about 10 years from now when you're done playing. Should I start floating that out there now?
Definitely not. I can't do that. I can't act. I'm not. That's just too much. That's scary. It's a whole different world.
You can't act.
Can't act. If I had a mask on and didn't say anything, I'd be in the Spider-Man movie. But anything else... No, I'm not. I can't do it.
You know, you can take classes for that, you know.
It's just embarrassing. I don't know how to – it just would be awkward. I would just look terrible on the screen. It wouldn't be good.
Okay, let me – I don't know. I don't want to put something into your head because if it hasn't already been there, I don't want to freak you out. But no. Between you and me, sometimes when you're playing football, there's like 70,000 people in that stadium watching your every move.
It's different, though.
I don't know if that's – how is it different?
Because it's like acting is – it's fake. Like you're faking something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not who you are. Like football is just like – I don't know how to explain this. Like I'm just – I'm athletic. I can run. I work hard. Like it's something that like – I'm not faking doing any of that stuff. I'm not faking being a good – like, you know, like acting, you're not who you are. You're
– right.
You're putting your – you're not – I'm not going to say lying, but you're – doing something that's not, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. You kind of get it.
One's based in reality and one is not.
Yeah, it's not. And you kind of like get into these characters. Like, I love movies. I enjoy them to death, but like, I couldn't be an actor. It's just too, I don't know. I don't know what the word is for that.
But you're playing, okay, I get it. But in the offense, you have a role. You have a specific role. Like, on a certain play, you're going to block. And by the way, I'm going to tell you this right now. You tell them, I'm done with you blocking, especially when you get near the goal line. I've been playing you all year in my fantasy team. I'm sorry to be this guy, but stop blocking. And I'll tell you what, next time Barnage scores a touchdown, I don't want to see you running up and like, celebrating with him.
He didn't even celebrate with me. We talked about this. He didn't even. I'm like, yo, here we go. Gary's first one of the year. And then
he big leagued me.
I can't wait to text him after this.
I felt this was the thing as I felt that if Jason would have just taken an extra second, you were getting
more
open.
Second, I was right there.
You were getting open, and also I didn't. You went up and you jumped up with Gary and
cold shoulder.
I felt so.
Yeah,
and I felt
we're going to get him after this. I'm going to text him.
Not only did he take fantasy points away from me, now I feel we're close, but back then I still felt we were close. I said, "That's my buddy. Go! What are you doing to him? Like celebrate with him."
No, Gary, and Gary's like the nicest guy ever. He's like, we were talking earlier, you would love him, actually. He does movie night every Thursday
night. What?
He takes 10 fans to the movie every Thursday night to an up-and-coming, whatever the newest release.
He does that?
He's awesome. Great, great teammate. Great guy.
How cool is that? Does he? And he's taking you guys to the games?
And if you want to, you know, he'll tell us, you know, come to the theater, 7 o'clock, this is showing, and then 10 to 20 fans will be there. And
he does it with fans?
Yeah, he pays for all their tickets. He pays for my ticket. He won't let us pay for whatever player comes. He'll pay for our tickets and watch the game.
This is the greatest guy.
Greatest guy. Everyone,
I love
you should
this
see
guy.
His costumes for Halloween.
He's, oh.
Oh, you would – actually, you would love this guy. He was – Me, I was a Power Ranger. I had a Power Ranger like onesie on for Halloween. He had some other type of onesie on, but
that's awesome. That's a cool costume.
Yeah, it was solid. A little tight, but it was solid.
Eh, you're in shape. You can pull it off.
I don't know about that, but he's really into the scary ones. I can't do that, like the Halloween.
Michael Myers
can't do it. Conjuring. He forced me to go see that. Couldn't do it.
How are those enjoyable?
I don't know, because it makes you think about stuff. Like, every noise you hear is like, is that the devil? Like thing, like, what is that? Why is that, you know? So it's a little, I don't know, not a fan.
You're going to pay $12 for a two-hour anxiety attack.
Yeah,
thank you.
And three nights of, you know, sleepless nights.
Oh, yeah.
Just a waste of money right there.
I'm still sometimes afraid to go to sleep because of the Nightmare on Elm Street series.
That's not good.
You
saw that a long time ago, I'm assuming. So
yes.
That's not good that you're still losing some sleep over that.
Way too young to see those. See, my sisters were much older than me by 10 and 12 years. And
yeah.
I know what you're thinking. Yes, I was not planned. So, no, it happens. It's fine.
No, trust me, I get it. I get that. So we're good.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's uncomfortable because people are like, yes, I'm not playing.
No, it's all good.
You see everybody, they're doing the math, the thing, like, yes, yes, yes. And my dad never helped out because he's like, I don't know whether you should thank the fine Mexican people who are serving me the tequila or the shoddy craftsmanship of their prophylactics. Like, whatever. Like, thank you.
I
feel great to be here.
And very blessed. Thanks
very
for having
blessed.
Me.
Yes, thanks, Dad. But my point, well, I think I had a point, is I saw movies way before I should have. And I was watching Nightmare on Elm Street when I was like 4, when I should not have been watching these movies.
Yeah.
And it scars you. It's not a good thing.
No, I hear you. I remember the Scream movies, that mask.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I freak out every time I see that mask.
Every time. So scary. And I remember I was at Casey Matthews' house, Clay Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
Senior's son. I grew up in Agoura. We played football. He was my first football coach and sleepover there. I remember that mask. They watched that movie, and I remember like freaking out the whole time. So I always want to go home. And then after that, it's still, like, every time I see that mask.
Yeah.
Terror, like I can't look at it.
I don't like going and shopping for Halloween costumes because then you see the scary ones. You know, I just want to go pick up a Jedi robe. I don't want to see the Scream mask.
Right, and then I think, like, what if someone came to my house with that mask to try to like scare me? I think I would hit them with a bat or something bad would happen. And I sleep with a bat since I was little, right next to my bed. And I swear to you, I don't want that to happen. Like, so it's like a warning. Like, don't try to scare me with the Scream mask because you might lose your nose and your cheekbone be shattered.
You're already a big guy, though. I don't think you need the bat.
I'm a wuss, though. I would freak out. I need the bat. I need something, a taser gun.
Oh, no. I hope this doesn't get out to the DBs who are covering you now, because now I know what I would do. If I'm Terrence Newman, I'm just going to put on the Scream mask now.
You'll see me running the opposite direction. That's a very good idea.
Terrence Newman's a friend of the program, too. But you know what? I feel close to you. I won't tell him. Thank you very much.
Until
maybe after the season. Maybe after he retires.
Hey, it's your fantasy points you're going to lose, so you know.
You know what? You make a solid point. Touche! Put me in my place. All right. I see how you're going to be, Jordan. That's fine. But we were talking about scary moves and Gary Barnage. Cool guy. We got to get him in here.
Oh, you got to.
Where did he go to school?
Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not a Southern California guy.
The way
guy
he
like
says
him.
It, too, is
Louisville.
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 If you say Louisville, he just loses his mind.
All right.
Louisville.
I'll make sure not to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. He'll come to your house with a Michael Myers mask and scare you.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't like those movies. I did see Scream in the theater.
Why?
And
people wear the mask in the
know.
Theater. That's what you can't.
I'll tell you why. It was because of a girl.
Of course. I was going to say
G.I.L.
Had to be.
Yeah, that's the only reason. And then at that point, you're like, Yeah, of course. I'm going this. And I'm just sitting there the whole time like, don't make eye contact with the movie. You enjoying this? Yes. Why would I not enjoy watching people get killed on screen?
Why are you
I'm glad I paid for this.
Why are you freaking out right now? That's funny.
She's like, are you nervous to be here with? Yes.
Just you. Not. It's not the movie. It's
yeah,
you.
It's you. I feel so strongly about it. Actually, I look at somebody a little bit different if they want to see those movies.
That's what I think. If you like those movies, that maybe Gary, I don't know. We got to talk to Gary about this.
What's in Gary's mind?
I don't know. That's very true.
What happened to Gary?
Gary's probably, if he's hearing this, he's probably like, what is Jordan talking about, man? This is funny.
This is the most airtime Gary's gotten since he robbed precious fantasy points from us. Gary's fine. He's completely cool. He's
that's funny. My cheeks hurt, making me laugh too much.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time.
Great time.
And we haven't discussed any football, and we're out of time, which is fine with me.
Sorry, people.
But Jordan, I want to thank you so much for stopping in. Good luck to your Cleveland Browns. This is now the co-host, the main guy on the show, Dave Damashek. He's a Steelers fan. I'm glad he wasn't here getting in all his Steelers stuff. We were able to talk movies. We talked Green Lantern, Spider-Man, Adventureland, so much good stuff. When the season's over, whenever you get a chance, you got to come back. We got to do a movie night with Gary.
Great call.
Can we put all this stuff on the table?
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm gonna consider you a friend of the program now.
Sign me up. I'll be here.
All right. Well, thanks so much for stopping by, and good luck after your bye week against those Cincinnati Bengals.
Thank you very much. Do 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 da 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 down ba da down
bo da boom bam bam Dave. Excellent work, Rank. Very funny. I do like the idea. Now we got to get this guy. Maybe we get AJ Hawk and Jordan Cameron on at the same time, and they could be a modern day Siskel and Ebert for us. You know, the world needs that. And listen, then they could maybe talk football too in their free time. Boy, I like that guy. High hopes for that character. I hope he'll Black Tie. Make sure you get him back on the show. I like the cut of his jib. All right, I hope you like the cut of this jib. It is our, like I say, the NFL.com weekend guide. We are previewing, getting you ready mentally, emotionally, and otherwise for the upcoming weekend of pro football action. Here it is. It's me. It's Adam Rank. It's Dan Hanzus. It's Akbar Baja Biamila. It's great fun. Take a listen, won't you?
It's the NFL Weekend Guide. Here's your host, Dave Damashek.
Hi and hello, football fans. Your old pal Dave Damashek here. Welcome to our fake living room on this fake football field. Come on in and join us. I have a few other pals who've stopped by. There he is, Adam Rank, our resident Chicago Bears fan. Thanks. Akbar Baja Biamila, a former Raider, a former Charger, and a newcomer, a rookie to the proceedings from Around the League, the wonderful Around the League podcast and beyond. It's Dan Hanzus. How are we, fellas?
Dan.
You ready to roll?
First of all, fake living. Can you have a fake ottoman or something here? You need a footrest.
You have to provide your own if you're going to do something like that. Oh, it looks like he has a prop ready to go.
Oh, I got some. Oh. Perfect.
Oh, really? Oh, you're going to hold on. You can't
disrespectful.
Do that. You can't disrespect San Diego State like that.
It's a San Diego State. Oh, wait. Akbar is a proud alumnus of San Diego.
What are you doing?
Why would you do that?
All right.
San Diego State.
What's done is done, fellas. Let's proceed here. But Hanzus, with that, with the blazer to watch football, is this a hazing ritual for the rookie Rank?
Is this what you've done?
All right, let's get to the house rules here. That's as good a time as any to get into these things here. You know what the first one is. No jive talk, okay. Fellas. I have no time for that. I don't want to hear your cliches. And as always, pants are optional, shirts are not. I don't want to see what you have going on underneath.
I have very big pectoralis majors and minors.
Like I say, don't care, not interested. All right, let's get into the Week 10 action here. And let's just jump right to the end of the novel and talk about what we each consider to be the best game on what I consider a really dandy slate of games. A lot of tough ones. Rank, I start with you. If we can only tune in one game on our TV here, which is it?
I'm going to go Saints-Cowboys.
Here, you get the remote.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Saints-Cowboys, if you watched what the Broncos and the Cowboys were able to do, they were competing to see who could get to the 50-burger first. Similar type game we're going to see this Sunday from those two teams, so that's what I'm going to watch. Plus, you know, I used to cover the AFL, the Arena Football League, and I miss all the high-scoring games, so I figure that'll be the closest thing to it.
Hanzus, who you got? What game do we need to tune in on our big screen?
If there's one game to watch, it is Panthers-49ers. You have the Panthers that are surging, four straight wins, blowing everybody out. Bad teams are blowing out, but they're blowing teams out. And then you have the Niners, which are they're playing their best football of the season. Are the Panthers for real? I think we'll find out.
Yeah, true enough. In the stick, it'll be coming off the bye for the Niners. They'll be raring to go. Akbar, what game strikes your fancy?
Well, you talk about the AFL high scoring points. I think this Detroit Lions-Chicago Bears game could be, you know, a high-scoring affair. I think you look at Brandon Marshall and, of course, Megatron. We saw what Dez Bryant, when he started calling out Calvin Johnson. I wonder how these two big bodies will do. And, plus, we could get Jay Cutler back. Now, all of a sudden, Jay Cutler is back, and so now all of a sudden these two are going at it. That could be pretty big and explosive.
Big and explosive. How about Brandon Marshall's emerging twin there, Alshon Jeffrey? Very scary stuff for
him. Yeah, and he's a big-time red zone target, too.
Is there a better, if you bring it out 3 years, is there a wide receiver tandem with more upside than Jeffrey Marshall?
You know what?
Well, I guess Roddy White and Julio Jones, unless we consider them.
In the next 3 years.
Yeah. You still want Roddy White and Julio Jones in 2 or 3 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that Jeffrey has made that leap now where they're terrifying. They're these two huge targets. Pretty special.
But I get worried that they're going to do something like let Marshall go because he seems to wear out his welcome wherever he goes. And now they've got a big play target. So if anything, if Marshall does act up or anything like that, or they get into a contract dispute, they're like, fine, we got Jeffrey, we're set.
Well, you know, but I do know this, that Trestman, he does like those big body wide receivers. It's not like you just can go out there in the free market and go find big body guys who can play like that. So those two guys are pretty hot together.
One other game that really jumps out at me is as a AFC North wonk, I think that the division, nothing short of the division, is on the line here for the Ravens. If they want to get into the playoffs, they must win against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals now trying to see where they are without Geno Atkins, the anchor in the middle of their defense. It'll be interesting to see what they can do and conversely to see if the Ravens can get some sort of running game going here.
2.7 yards per carry for Ray Rice right now.
That's not good. That's
not
bad.
Not at all.
Correct? All right, now let's play a new game. A game that we tried last week and we had some fun with. We call it Foot Blank. It's kind of like if you remember the great old game show, Match Game.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a sentence that is incomplete.
Okay.
And you fill in the blank for me. It's pretty straightforward stuff. Han Zeus, I start with you. And our first question is, the AFC's second wild card will be?
The New York Jets.
Hey!
The New York Jets.
I'm right with you on that one.
Listen, all right, I'm a Jets fan, full disclosure. However, they have something that is approximating 2009 right now. It's new ground and pound with Chris Ivory and a great defense, especially that front four. I think if they can get Geno Smith if they can rein him in enough where he doesn't kill them with turnovers, I really think they can get to 9 or 10 wins, which is amazing to think when you think how badly they were viewed back in August.
Well, you know what, and because I have the same answer, and I'll tell you this, when you look at Geno Smith, if you can tell just the maturation of most rookies, after he's right now at the midseason point, a little past the midseason point, now all of a sudden in week 13, 14, and 15, you're starting to see him get smarter and start to get more comfortable in this offense and understanding who he is as a quarterback.
It's amazing. How many more times does Football America need to be duped into this game of, well, he's a rookie QB. You can't expect anything out of him. One after the other comes into the league and immediately sets the world, maybe not necessarily on fire, but there's no reason to think that a rookie QB is some reason you can't make the playoffs. We'll see what EJ Manuel does in Pittsburgh. Rank, who do you got?
But does that mean, though, if a quarterback just cannot do it as a rookie, he's done?
No, I don't think so.
But, you know, it shouldn't mean that because you're going to see the growth. I mean, every player that comes into the league, every quarterback that comes into the league, just because he struggles perhaps in the beginning, it may have a lot to do with his football IQ. But that football IQ is going to increase as you start to see more reps, as you start to get coached more. And if the coaches, the good coaches, they can identify that, they can teach you the different tricks that allow you to expand the game.
Well, gotcha. Rank, you can't argue with a man who has a helmet on his genitals. Now, Rank, go ahead. AFC wild card number two.
Can the Denver Broncos. What?
Oh,
are we just assuming?
The Broncos.
You guys were assuming they're in.
Oh, I got you. Very clever.
Gotcha. I was going to say the San Diego Chargers. This is going to be an AFC West affair. It's funny because these things go in cycles. Because just a couple of years ago, the NFC West, the AFC West were considered the two Nobody wanted anything to do with them. And now
they had
it's
leprosy.
Coming full circle. And now you look at the NFC West, too. those teams are pretty legit. The Arizona Cardinals, pretty decent at 4-4. I don't know if they'll be able to make it into the playoffs because Carson Palmer's holding them back a little bit. But the West is now, the power is now shifted to the West. Now you never hear. Now, you know what? It's funny because anytime there's an NFC West team or NFC, AFC or NFC West team and they go 7-9 or 8-8, everybody wants to rip up the playoff.
Yeah, right.
Oh, why are these teams getting to host? Why do the Cardinals get to host the play? But when the Giants are 8-8 and they'll probably win the NFC East, then nobody will say anything. No, they should get a home game. They won the division. It's so biased.
I think you have a weird chip on your shoulder. It's
not. I think so, too.
Either way, you're all wrong. It will be the Tennessee Titans. They have the tiebreaker over the Jets. And the Chargers still have four games coming up with the Broncos and Chiefs. And speaking of those Broncos, our next foot-blank question is, if Peyton Manning does not win the MVP, the winner will be
Calvin
blank.
Johnson.
You guys aren't getting this. I have to say blank, and then you say blank.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right immediately. Calvin Johnson, I mean, I think he's going to continue to catch more touchdowns. He's probably going to continue to break more records. I mean, throughout this, there's going to be another little lower third that pops up in the next game that said he just broke a record we didn't even know existed. That's how good Calvin Johnson is. He's going to be the MVP.
Well, then how would they record that record if it didn't exist?
Well, you follow where I'm going.
Right.
He's setting the bar.
I don't think that you're allowed to vote for anybody other than Peyton Manning for regular season MVP. I don't think it's allowed. They don't even count.
All right,
let's
imagine in the fantasy world.
Let's imagine that somebody can say something other than Peyton Manning's the greatest player of all time. Well, the MVP, of course, has been Tom Brady throughout this season. You know why? What? I know.
What?
You're right. You're right. You know what? I'm sorry. You're
I'm
not
so
right.
afraid somebody.
No, no, no.
Say
you're
that.
Right.
Are you
well,
sick? Is your stomach
honestly,
hurt? My stomach hurts too.
I get it because. I understand because Tom Brady's been able to throw to Wes Welker, Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas. He's had no shot. Oh, wait, he's had none of that stuff.
So
he's had to play with all these curtain jerkers and mid-card jobbers there at the wide receiver position, and he went out and won. And, you know, you looked at that team, and you're like, how is this team winning? And now everybody's starting to come back, starting to get healthy.
They're not winning because of Tom Brady.
They are absolutely
They're winning,
winning
because of great coaching and improvements in other facets of the game. He's missing more targets than anyone else in the league, including Eli Manning. He's not playing
now,
well.
Up until Sunday, 2 weeks ago, he led the league in
Sunday.
Drops.
Well, that too.
His receivers were dropping the ball.
It's the bad throws. He has
bad
not
throws.
Been great.
But everybody wants to overlook the fact that Tom Brady has overthrown his receivers. I mean, he's made some bad throws.
But are his receivers in the right place?
Yes, just because a receiver. When you see the miscommunication between a wide receiver and a quarterback, there's two ways. It's a two-way street. Either the quarterback can make the wrong throw or the wide receiver is in the wrong place. But we automatically assume because he's Tom Brady, he has a beautiful wife, he's won all these Super Bowls, and all of a sudden it's
wait
their
a second,
fault.
Wait,
yes,
a second.
Exactly. Yes.
Wait a second.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm the judge, and I have to render a verdict here. On one hand, Akbar played in the NFL. On the other hand, Rank has ridiculous socks on. I'm going to go with Akbar. Okay, Hanzus, you're next. Who do you got for MVP if it's not Peyton?
Just one more thing. Tom Brady's going to be okay if he's not in the MVP conversation this year. Tommy's going to be okay.
I'm not saying, but he's still the MVP.
Drew Brees is the runner-up for MVP. When you most valuable player, where would the Saints be without this guy? He's going to have another 45-touchdown season. He's going to throw for close to 5,000 yards. Saints are going to win 11 or 12 games. It's a perfect mix for an MVP.
Oh, Hanzus like came that. The closest, but again, none of you are correct. It's Jimmy Graham. Yeah, Sean Payton's back. It's a great story. Drew Brees is putting up huge numbers. You know what the one key to that offense is? Jimmy Graham. Calvin Johnson might be the greatest wide receiver in the game, maybe of the 21st century, but the toughest matchup
Who's
is
the last
Jimmy
tight
Graham.
To win MVP?
No one. What does that matter? What does that? That's the standard that it's never happened before. Ergo, it can't happen again.
He's going to break a record Akbar's never even heard of.
Also, all right, Rank. I'm switching it up since no one can wait for me to say the blank. I'm starting this foot blank with the blank.
Okay.
Blank will win the NFC East.
Let's say the New York Giants.
That's silly.
I cannot. It's the
They're
way my life goes. I know. They're going to be 8-8, and I think that'll be good enough to win the NFC East.
Huh.
I don't know about that. All right, Hanzus, make some sense of this mess.
Well, I would not be shocked if the Giants are playing meaningful games in December, but that's more a statement toward the NFC East. I think the Cowboys have the most talent, and you know they're going to have a couple more brutal losses, but I think they'll get to 8 or 9, and they will win that division.
Akbar, how say you?
I'm with the Dallas Cowboys. I think any team that has Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, I'm going to go with them. So I'm going to say that they will win the NFC East.
This is a stunning show of ineptitude collectively. You're wrong all again.
And what do you have?
The Philadelphia Eagles are going to do it, and they start their campaign with a win in Lambeau this weekend. And by the way, did I just see you check your cell phone? You're busy.
No. I was just getting a tweet from Tom Brady here saying thank you very much.
Let's move to our next one, and we call this segment Versus. This is when we pit two figures against one another and two of the more electric players in the NFL right now. Colin Kaepernick, Cam Newton hooking up in the stick this weekend. Cam versus Cap. Akbar, the first question is, which of the two guys would you rather have on your team for the next 5 years?
I would rather have Cam Newton.
Because?
And I look at Cam Newton. Obviously, these guys are both mobile quarterback, but I think he has a better smile than Colin Kaepernick.
Better what?
A better smile. You heard me.
Take back everything you said about him playing in the NFL.
I can't defend it. You're right.
But you know what? When I look at this team, I think that they've got some talent around them, but you can build around Cam Newton. Cam Newton is very good. He's better than Colin Kaepernick. If I'm looking at the two head-to-head, I'm going with him.
Rank, how say you?
I like Colin Kaepernick. I mean, they're both very similar, but Colin Kaepernick in his short time in the NFL has already taken a team to the Super Bowl. Cam Newton, for all his talent, for how good he is, those Panthers teams, I don't know if it's been underachieving, but they haven't quite reached the success that Colin Kaepernick has had in a short period of time.
Is that fair to say that what Alex Smith started and Colin Kaepernick finished, all of a sudden he gets credit for taking them to the Super Bowl? I don't think that's fair.
So you're not going to credit Jimmy Clausen for what he started in Carolina?
Really?
And what Cam Newton is now finishing?
No, I mean, he took over, I mean, in the middle of the season there. You're going to say that he all of a sudden is now the team that he led them to the Super Bowl? I mean, that started from week one. He was a part of the formula, but that started from week one. He didn't get all the credit.
But there is a reason why they shifted away from Alex Smith and went to
because
Colin
he got
Kaepernick.
Hurt. That was the reason.
When Alex Smith got healthy, who was the starting quarterback?
It was Colin Kaepernick.
Hanzus, we have a deadlock here. Break the tie.
Well, I think both the Panthers and Niners are very lucky to have these guys, but I would say Cam Newton would be my guy. I think he's built like a tank. I mean, if you ever wanted to create a quarterback, this is what he would look like. I think that he's starting to figure things out, too. If you watch his game tape from the beginning of the season to now, I think he's starting to learn how to play the position. And when you factor in what quarterback has the most upside of any quarterback in the NFL, I still think it's Newton.
All right. Listen, I'm sorry. I got to cut that one off. Hanzus, you started his analysis with a blatant cliche. I can't allow his opinion to stand. I'll break the tie. Cam Newton is the better of the two, but only by a whisker. Now, Akbar, answer me this question.
Only by a whisker? Is that cliche or not?
A whisker? No.
How is that not a cliche?
How about by one of my lengthy eyebrows? How about that? Is that more distinctive? All right. Now, Akbar, how about this question? Who would you rather be? Think it all through. I mean, on a human level. Would you rather be Colin Kaepernick? He gets to be on a good team, a much better team, a Super Bowl contender. You get to live in beautiful San Francisco, but you have all those tats.
You know, I'm going to go with...
Or Cam Newton, you're the face of a franchise, you're a handsome devil, and the standard is much lower. You don't have to go 13-3. If you have a 9-7 year, you're a winner.
This is real easy for me. I'm going to go with Cam Newton. You talk about the smile. You talk about not having the tattoos. And then he stays in a place where they have Bojangle restaurants. I want to go there.
See, that's a good reason there. How about you, Rank?
Well, let's see. I'm also sleeved like Colin Kaepernick. So I've got that. The thing that holds me up about wanting to be Colin Kaepernick is that he went to the University of Nevada. And I can't sign off on the Wolf Pack. But he's in San Francisco following in that legacy.
Don't forget, too, he was on the magazine that was showing all of his woo-hoo.
I don't even know what that means.
Male nudity.
So he didn't even put a helmet on.
So
then I want to be Colin Kaepernick.
Oh.
Hanzus, how say you?
I've always wanted to be kind of a bad boy. It's never going to happen. So I'll be Kaepernick. I'll go with the sleeves. I'll get a motorcycle. I'll go to area bars. I'll be respected.
I like the food in San Francisco. You have your Bojangles. I'll have all the San Francisco reference.
Okay.
I'm going to do that one. Next up, upset of the week. And Hanzus, I'm going to start with you. Of all these nice games out there, there are a few that have a team that should absolutely win. Can you pick out one that might pull the upset there, though?
I think the Bucks are finally going to get it done.
I agree.
Monday night, we know there's all sorts of problems going on in Miami.
Did you hear about that? You hear about what's going on in Miami? There's some stuff going on.
Vague idea. Yeah, but, I think the Bucks, they played very well in Seattle. Almost got a win. They have Glennon's playing well. And I think that they're not an 0-16 team. They're going to win eventually, and I think it's going to happen here.
I think, this isn't a moral indictment from the football gods or anything. I do think practically you take away the right side of that that Dolphins line. I think the Bucks have a chance to make all sorts of hay and get pressure all night long there on Tannehill. Akbar, upset for you.
I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers upsetting the San Francisco 49ers. We're going back to Cam Newton. I think those guys get it done. They've got a tough defense with Starlo Tulele, Luke Kuechly, and those guys and company. I'm going with that.
You almost turned English in your announcement of that pick. San Francisco, Rank, how say you?
You know what? After listening to the young Dan Hansis here, I like that Bucs pick. I feel the Dolphins are on the verge of an implosion because there's two ways this can go. Either they rally around. They use it, to use the cliches. They rally around us. Nobody outside of this locker room believes it. This might be the first time in actual NFL history that nobody outside of the Dolphins locker room actually doesn't believe in the team inside the locker room because of everything that's going on. But the same point. I was really impressed with the way the Buccaneers came up and didn't give up, played very well in Seattle. We joked about, last week, we were joking about the game you wanted to see. And I jokingly said the Bucs and the Seahawks. And then it turned out to be the game we all wanted to see because it was way more competitive than it should have been. They have not quit on Shiano. So I'll stick with that Buccaneers. I'll piggyback on his Buccaneers pick.
All right, last bit to help get you prepped mentally and emotionally for Week 10. We finish it off with what the Sunday night headline on NFL.com is going to be. Akbar, what will it be?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, thank you, everybody. I'm not Obama, but I'm saying yes, we can.
That's not really a headline. That's an impression, but a good one, so
yes,
I'm going to allow
it. Yes,
we can. I like it.
Yes.
It's very good.
You like that?
Rank, how say you?
I was picking a different upset, I'll think. Wait. Dolphins pick up Bucks tab.
I like that. Very clever. Might be a little lengthy.
Too long? I don't know. Yeah. They might have to shrink the font a little bit.
Very good, Hanzus.
Let's go with Romo Spear tragedy. And since I'll probably write the post for the Around the League blog, I'll explain that the Cowboys have a tendency to have these Shakespearean-type tragedy defeats, and Romo will probably throw a killer pick at the end of this game against the Saints. Romo Spear tragedy.
Finally, coming around to reality and acknowledging that Romo has a bad habit of throwing fourth-quarter interceptions.
Very Peyton Manning-like.
I'll go with this one. Shiano, yes! Exclamation point, because the Bucks will have won.
What is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's not good. Hey, quick shout-out to our NFL Fan of the Week, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, who, in the worst day of his life, I assume, admitting that he smoked crack cocaine, decided to wear a retro NFL tie. I know CFL and NHL leaders probably don't love it, but I think it's, a tip of the hat.
And, yeah, that's shocking news there. I'm going to stick to my San Diego State helmet.
You can't pay for advertising like that. All right, listen, fellas. Rank, Hanzus, Akbar.
You didn't acknowledge my helmet. He's a person, too.
And the Aztec helmet. We're grown-ups, right?
What is that? Okay.
Oh, and my watch, too. This is my phone watch. It's got a camera on here. Samsung.
See you. Yeah. By the way, I sent some emails to the San Diego State telling them to play their football games at Petco. Very receptive.
Listen, fellas, it's been a thin slice of heaven. Enjoy the games. Best wishes to your team, unless they're playing my team. See you next week, everybody. All right, there you go. That's it. Again, like Black Tie said at the top of the show, drop us your thoughts. We need to know them, what you like, what you don't like. You don't have to be overly mean about it. There's no reason you have to do that. But a helpful critique will let Black Tie and I know what we need to do to make it better before next week, before we sit down on this.
If you have some thoughts about the guy's body language, be sure to chime in always.
Definitely. That's always the most important thing. How's
my number one goal was to work on my body language.
Who was that?
Brandon Marshall, man. You got to work on that body language. He knows the game. It's not just for quarterbacks.
So it's really extended beyond just the quarterback league. Now all players in the league are getting in on Black Tie's body language. I guess the buzz is out that Black Tie is evaluating any and all grown men wearing football-related costumes. He's looking at how your body moves and judging you on it. So on that creepy note. Have a great weekend, and then we'll be back with more Hooey and Applesauce for you. On the other side of Week 10, we'll review that. We'll get you ready for Week 11. In the meantime, thanks to Jordan Cameron and Rank and Hanzoos and Akbar and Black Tie and you. It's been a thin slice of heaven.